Today is Monday, October 12th, 2020. Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. From Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, October 12th, 1930, pilot Ralph Wien and two Catholic priests were killed in a plane crash at Kotzebue. October 13th, 1960, Alaska Methodist University was dedicated in Anchorage. It is now Alaska Pacific University. October 14, 1865, Sidney Lawrence, who gained fame as an Alaska artist, was born in Brooklyn, New York. October 15, 1957, the United States Forest Service awarded the Alaska Lumber and Pulp Company at Sitka a contract for 5.25 billion board feet of timber. October 16, 1929, the Presbyterian Church at Wrangell, the oldest one in Alaska, was destroyed by fire. October 17, 1873, Thomas Riggs, who became the 9th governor of Alaska, was born in Maryland. October 18, 1867, in a formal transfer ceremony, Russians at Sitka lowered their flag for the last time, and newly arrived American troops raised the Stars and Stripes over the United States' recent acquisition. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. Now for your poem. Oliver Everett was Alaska's second poet laureate. He served from 1965 to 1967. This piece comes from God Has Been Northward Always, Alaska Poems, published by Bradley Printing and Lithograph Company, Seattle, Washington, 1965. He was also a Lutheran pastor and professor of English at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Journey to Light, Number 4, by Oliver Page Everett. God has oceans of light in all colors. The great tides gather, flowing high and low, out of ever-shifting fountains. Light is, it has no need to travel, though the speed of a ray may sometime be measured by a wise man's gadgets. The arteries of God are throbbing and pulsing.